Cox and Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says of the wife and five children of the Colorado firebombing suspect.
The Department of Homeland Security and ICE are taking the family of suspected Boulder, Colorado.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Mikusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, hello and welcome into Witherfield. For those of you joining us for the first time tonight, it's time for your Rafters pregame show here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. I'm Austin Thomas, your radio broadcaster for tonight, and glad to be here back in Wisconsin Rapids. Unfortunately, it's been a little bit of a delay back at 6:35. It was initially supposed to be first pitch. However, the Tarp had still been on the field up until about 6 o'clock-ish. I think 6:20 is eventually when we ended up getting the Tarp pulled off from the field. But we are here and almost ready to play. First pitch scheduled for 15 minutes from now, 7:15 p.m. And getting ready to go. The field is getting set up. The lines being painted right now down the first baseline and the third baseline. So it seems like we're almost ready to start. The quick dry has been placed throughout the field, and the players are currently warming up as we welcome you in. The Rafters taking on the Fond du Lac Spiders. The Dock Spiders are 3-4 on the season. The Rafters 3-5. So both of these teams just half a game apart. It's exciting to get these two teams. Of course, both of them in the Great Lakes West. Fond du Lac, they are just half a game ahead of the Rafters. So if the Rafters win this game, then they'll move up in the standings. If they lose, then Fond du Lac will stay in fourth place in the West. So a big game here, even though it's early in the season, and the Rafters looking to carry over the momentum from a big win last night at Lakeshore. It ended up being a 16-9 victory, and that was thanks to a huge final three innings combining for 10 runs over the last three innings, two in the seventh, three in the eighth, and five in the ninth inning. A couple of home runs over that time, too, and well, the offense certainly peaking, even though the pitching still did struggle a little bit. They're hoping to kind of lock it down against a struggling offense from Fond du Lac. We're going to go ahead and hit a quick break, though. Coming up in just 1 second, we have that pregame interview for you with Espen Simpson. Well, he locked it down in those final three innings. He went three innings, didn't allow an earned run. Although he did allow the two runs, it wasn't really his fault. It was an error that could have ended the game that ended up allowing two runs to score. And the game out of hand didn't really affect much of the game, but it did add to the stat line. Either way, we're going to talk with Simpson about how he felt and how he's come to Wisconsin Rapids and what he's excited for. All that coming up next before we get to starting lineups and more here from Wisconsin Rapids with Rafters Baseball on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. June is Pollinator Month, and some Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to protect our bees, butterflies, and other insects. The bills would prevent the DNR from using a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are known to harm pollinators. It would also prevent retailers from labeling plants as pollinator-friendly if they've been treated with high levels of pesticides. Great Lakes fisheries could struggle under budget cuts. President Trump is pushing Congress to eliminate the entire biological research program at the U.S. Geological Survey. The Ecosystem Mission Area monitors and conducts research on fish and wildlife populations in the Great Lakes and beyond. If passed, federal wildlife and fisheries research centers across Wisconsin would be shuttered. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across the state, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hello and welcome back into Wisconsin Rapids Rafters pregame show here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and joining me as our guest of the show today, it is Espen Simpson. Espen, you've been pretty good this season, especially that last game for you. Oh man, what an outing. Three innings pitched without allowing an earned run, and really, it's been great to see you on the mound and getting to show off your stuff. But why don't you go ahead and kind of introduce the fans to who you are, where you came from?
I'm from Riverside, California. I attended Butler University this past year, but I'm now entering the transfer portal, so I'm just looking to get some more opportunities, get some more innings under my belt.
Well, at Butler, obviously, that's a pretty big school to be going to, and you were able to get in some game action. Yep. And pitched not too bad out there, limited the run production especially, and thought that was pretty impressive to do at such a high level. How did it feel to kind of pitch in those big games?
Yeah, especially coming back from a little bit of injury too, so I was just trying to make myself available, especially with the Butler, our staff was struggling a little bit, so I was just trying to get myself available, throw some innings. But yeah, it was great to try to get my first year college, collegiate year put away. So I don't know, it was just a great experience seeing, playing against those top, really great guys and the top talent.
Well, it's kind of translated over here into the Northwoods League, especially like I mentioned, last night's game. What a performance from you. How did it feel kind of on the mound? And each inning, it felt like you were going back out there and it still seemed like you were locating well and hitting your pitches.
Yeah, with my mentality, I was trying to go there, throw it right down the middle. Like, it was very walk-heavy game, so I was just trying to really limit the run production, make them beat me. And, well, you saw, even the outs were just little hard outs, but who cares? Like, just outs are outs.
Yeah, and a little bit earlier in the season, you did have that one rough outing where you walked three guys, but did you kind of use that to boost you into your next outing?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I was just trying to do too much in these past outings. Obviously, like, I had limited outings, so I just think I was knocking the rust a little bit off. So just trying to simplify it, and this was absolutely a learning experience.
Yeah, and so what brought you to Wisconsin Rapids in particular?
Yeah, so I've known Ziggy for a little bit, so he's known what I've done, be able to do, like, before my injury too. So he's just been able to put some trust into me and really put some pressure or release some pressure off my back. So.
And then, you know, first experience here in Wisconsin Rapids, have you gotten a chance to go out and do anything here?
No, not too much, especially with us playing every day. But I'm definitely going to try to use this off day on this 11th to really explore. It's a beautiful city, and I definitely want to go fishing. So much water, so it's beautiful out here.
A little bit of fishing for you. Is that kind of a hobby that you've been keeping up with your whole life?
Not just recently, but especially with coming off the Midwest last year in Indiana. So that's a new hobby I picked up. So I really I'm loving it, though.
Yeah, like in the Midwest, though, for sure?
I mean, yeah, it's a lot more scenic, a lot more bodies of water from California. So, yeah, I love it out here.
And California, is that a little bit of a connection to Ziggy? That how you got to know him? Or?
Yes, sir. He was a coach at Hope International, so he was actually interested in me for a little bit to go there. But I ended up going to Butler. But that connection stayed strong, and, yeah, it brought me out here.
And then also a couple of new pitching staff members coming in for the actual coaching staff. Mike Spears coming in, Manny Silva coming in. Have you had a chance to talk to them?
Yeah, absolutely. I've already been able to pick their brains, and they're just highly intelligent guys. They really know their stuff. So I'm really excited to really keep on working with them this next month and see what they could really do to me.
And the next outing for you, what's something you're really focusing on, and what's a goal of yours really for the rest of the season as well?
I'm just trying to get ahead as early as I can, make them do damage. Like, that's what I just want to limit the walks as much as I can. And that, as you've seen, like, that it's hard to hit. They make them get themselves out.
All right. Well, that's all I've got for you. Any other things you want to add real quick?
No, I'm all good. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for your time. Once again, that was Espen Simpson, one of the relief pitchers for the Rafters after his phenomenal performance last night. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we've got more on your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters pregame show here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, hello and welcome in to Witter Field as we get ready to go for first pitch here from Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Austin Thomas, the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Getting ready to go up against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders here in game one of a two-game series at Witter Field. It's an exciting one, and for the Rafters, they're going to be led out by their new starting pitcher, Matthew Pinal. Pinal, he comes to the Rafters as a guy from Hope International, one of those guys that followed Ziggy after making it all the way to the championship, the NAIA World Series. Well, not quite the championship. They nearly made it back. They won the World Series just last year. This year, they made it all the way back to the Final Four, and another great season for them. And, well, we've talked about it a little bit, but Matthew Pinal was a huge part of that for the Rafters. Pinal, a right-handed pitcher, he came from Cerritos High School, and at the NAIA level here, he really exploded this past season. And for those of you who are just joining us right now, obviously it's a little bit later than you might have expected. We started a little bit late, and well, we haven't quite started just yet. The first pitch was delayed until 7:15 p.m., but guys still warming up right now, and I assume that we're going to have to take another quick break before we get first pitch. And well, while we're waiting around here for the field to be ready to go and the players to get warmed up, we're going to go ahead and read off those starting lineups for you and for both teams, including the starting pitcher breakdown. Ethan Cole on the mound for the Dock Spiders. And Ethan Cole, a guy who's had a pretty strong start to the season, just one game, but he dominated in that game for the Dock Spiders. And you just got to hope that the Rafters can keep those bats hot right now as they are heading back in towards the dugout. And they would be in the dugout. They are in the dugout. But earlier, that dugout was actually flooded, and it was a little bit funny, but they were able to clear it out, thankfully. And so the field looks like it's ready to play. And after the umpires have checked things, they are getting ready to go here for first pitch. scheduled for 7:15, but still no national anthem yet, and got to get these players lined up, so assume another 5 minutes. And in the meantime, we are going to go ahead and step aside once national anthem gets in the way, but I mentioned it before, we are going to read the starting lineups off. First off, for the visiting Dock Spiders, Tommy Guggins leads off. He is at second base. Patrick Graham bats second. He's at third base today. Matt Hansen, the first baseman, he bats third. Landon Mensick bats cleanup. He's in right field. Miles Vandenheuvel, he is batting fifth in center field. Tyler Stack, the designated hitter, bats sixth in the order. William Horner bats seventh in the order. He's in left field. Jonathan Fitz is the catcher tonight. He bats eighth. And batting ninth, it's Jalen Jellings, the shortstop for the Dock Spiders. Their pitcher, I mentioned him, Ethan Cole. He ended up going 5 1/3 innings for the Dock Spiders. And in that 5 1/3 innings, he allowed just one run. It was an earned run, but a great performance after he issued just 3 walks and allowed 3 hits while striking out 4 over that stretch. A really good start for him. He's hoping to keep that rolling along here against the Rafters. Taking a look now at the Rafters lineup, they are going to be switching things up a little bit. As I mentioned, they made a few additions. I mentioned this a little bit earlier, and, well, I kind of combined that with this pregame show, but 5 additions to the roster and also 1 detraction is Bruno Sergol. You might remember, he was initially supposed to pitch earlier in the season. He's been battling a little bit of an injury, so he was deactivated for today's game and for the series as well. So we're not going to be seeing Sergol either today or tomorrow. And instead, his spot was taken by Zach Crotchfeldt, a left-handed pitcher from Texas Tech, a big pickup for the Rafters. And along with that, they added 4 others who didn't have to be replacing other guys. Matthew Pinal, one of them. Pinal, of course, starting today's game, a right-handed pitcher from Hope. Also along with him, Noah Marschke. Marschke from Madison Area Technical College. He went to Stevens Point Area Senior High, also known as Spash, for those of you who are from around the area. Marschke, a left-hander. He was with the Rafters a little bit last season, so this is his second year. He's running it back for Wisconsin Rapids. And another addition for the Rafters comes in the position player department. Spencer Davis, an infielder for the Rafters, he joins from Hope International. A couple of those guys coming over. And then maybe one of the bigger names that you'll get to hear, Cameron Douglas. Man, that guy absolutely crushed in Division I this year. He was at Alabama State University, and he was incredible with the bat. He is a two-way player. He played both pitcher and outfield at Alabama State. Last year, he was in the Northwoods League with the Green Bay Rockers, but he was used as a pitcher rather than as a batter. Well, he's in the lineup today, and we'll get to that lineup. The Rafters is going to be leading off with Mason Onati at shortstop. Cameron Douglas is the left fielder tonight. Ashton Zacher bats third. He's behind the plate. Jack Guerrero bats cleanup. He is the first baseman. Hiroto Kobayashi, the designated hitter tonight, batting fifth. Chris Diaz bats sixth and is in right field. Noah Ruiz bats seventh. He's at second base. Royce Clayton Jr. bats eighth. He's in center field. And finally, J.J. Garcia, he bats third and he bats ninth and he is at third base. That's a look at the starting lineup for the Rafters, hoping to get their second straight win after winning their first road game of the season yesterday and hoping to carry over this bit of home luck that they've been having here as we go ahead and take a quick break. National anthem on the way. We'll be back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Well, national anthem over with, and we bring you back into Witter Field as first pitch just a few moments away, and excited to finally get going after we had a little bit of a rain delay earlier, and looks like that's going to push us back just about 45 minutes. First pitch about on the way. Matthew Pinal on the mound for the Rafters. This will be his first game on the mound, a two-way player for Wisconsin Rapids, and taking a look back at how his career has kind of gone for the Raft, not just for the Rafters, but in his career. It's been a long one, and he spent three seasons with Hope International, going all the way back to 2023. He also pitched 2022 at Long Beach City College, so a true senior who's stepping up. And, well, he also actually not quite a true senior. He is, I believe, a junior officially on the roster. Pinal, one of the last second changes here. Yeah, he is officially a junior because he took his redshirt season back in 2024. And as a junior now, he ended up starting in a few games for the Royals, Hope International, and helped lead them all the way down to an NAIA World Series appearance and a Final Four appearance at that. Well, like I said, we got the starting lineups on the way from the both teams, and it'll be Tommy Guggins leading things off. Guggins at second base. He's going to be followed by Patrick Graham and Matt Hansen. Those are the three that are due up to start the game. And, well, the Dock Spiders are struggling a little bit after losing last night's game. It was a little bit of a blowout, to say the least, and one that the Dock Spiders are hoping not to forget soon, as, well, they hope to move back to 500, and they have a chance to today if they can get the win here. It's a little cloudy and just about 62 degrees outside, and, well, the rain is done with. I don't see any rain out here right now, and so we're feeling pretty good for first pitch as the final warm-up has been cast, and looks like we are about to be underway. Pinal a little bit behind the mound. Guggins stepping into the box, ready to go for pitch number one. A few scores around the Northwoods League. Thunder Bay leads Duluth 7-2 in the top of the sixth. Most games are in about the third inning or so as Green Bay and Madison. That's a big one here in the Great Lakes West. That game is currently under a delay as well. And first pitch on the way from Pinal. It's a bunt attempt down the third baseline. Pinal on the run. He's trying to throw across, and this one gets way outside of Guerrero into the bullpen area, and time is called as it gets into the little tarp roll-up that sits on that side right by the Dock Spiders bullpen. So it's a leadoff single from Tommy Guggins, and he follows that up by reaching second on the throwing error from Matthew Pinal. So a runner on second base now as Pinal tries to limit the damage. First pitch at 7:23. Hoping to keep things rolling along here. It's officially ends up being a 48-minute delay as that pitch is called for strike number one to Patrick Graham. Hoping to push that leadoff runner around. Matt Hansen up next, and on the rubber, it's a pitch that misses low and outside for ball number one to bring it to a 1-1 count. And the Dock Spiders certainly have been struggling this season when it comes to their work from the plate. Dead last in the Northwoods League in batting average, about 30 points lower. This one's hit up the middle. It's off Pinal's glove, slowed down over to second base. 4-3 for out number one, but the runner from second advances over to third base. So Guggen's 90 feet away from the first run of the game on Patrick Graham's 4-3 ground out. Brings up Matt Hansen with a chance to do some damage on what would just need a sacrifice. So big opportunity here as the next man up is Landon Mensick. This one's hit in the air towards left field. That should get down, and it does. It gets by Cameron Douglas. He's not able to play it off the bounce. So one run will score, and the runner from home will stay at second base. So Matt Hansen's in with a stand-up double and an RBI with one out here in the top of the first. Matt Hansen, a big hit there as Landon Mensick hoping to get things rolling along for the Dock Spiders. I was saying this, the Dock Spiders have really been struggling with the bat. Just 184, but showing that they can still do some damage. Mensick, the right fielder, he's a right-handed batter with a runner on second and one away. Righty-righty matchup. It's a high grounder straight up the middle. Dies in the grass, but picked up by Onati. Throws it to first, and what a diving pickup by Jack Guerrero over at the bag to get it. And, well, looks like they're going to say that he came off the bag. I thought that he got it at first. It looks like they called out, but seems like they called him safe over there. So ends up being a single from Landon Mensick. So that's the way that this one goes. And first pitch in here to Miles Vandenhavel. Vandenhavel sends this one in a high ball into right field. And Ruiz on the run. He catches it and now throws it home with the runner. It was on the money, so would have got him by a mile. He ends up heading back to the base as that's another quick play and putting a ball in play. So officially on Landon Mensick's hit, it ends up going in as an E6, which he reaches on. That's how Matt Hansen advances over to third base as well. And runner taking off from first. Throw down from Zacher. It gets into center field. So the runner from third will come on home. And it's 2-0 Dock Spiders in the top of the first. So a stolen base from Landon Mensick. And not quite enough juice on the throw down from Ashton Zacher. And it also did bounce a little bit off of Mensick. That's part of the reason why it got into center field, but now a 1-0 count to the right-handed batter, Tyler Stack. And it's a 2-0 count now with two away. Quickly going here in the first inning, Stack the designated hitter, Pinal. He's been pitching pretty quick, 2-0 count. This one is a swing and a miss to bring it to 2-1. For Stack. Stack to be followed by William Horner, Jonathan Fitz, and Jalen Jellings. Pinal taking his time now and slowing it down. A big difference from the way that it had been. Dock Spiders up 2-0 in the top of the first with a runner on second base and two away. Here's a breaking ball that drops in the zone for strike number two. It's a 2-2 count. Dock Spiders putting up some numbers early here. Matthew Pinal, this is first game for the Rafters. He came in earlier today along with those four other players who were activated. A check swing, but he did not go. So the count runs full on a pitch that missed below the zone and in the dirt. Got a little bit of mud on that one. Infield still a little bit wet out here at Witter Field, but definitely playable conditions. Pinal on the mound, runner on second with two away. 3-2 is on the outside edge. Caught him looking. What a pitch. Paints the corner, and that's strike number three, out number three. The first strikeout for Pinal. And there are two runs that come across to score on two hits. There is two errors, and there is one runner left on base. It's 2-0 Dock Spiders as we hit the bottom of the first here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill backed by Donald Trump that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
And the Raptors set to come back from down two runs early on. It's the Dock Spiders who score first, and they have a 2-0 lead as we hit the bottom of the first inning. The Raptors looking to have a big win here at home in front of a home crowd. It was a little bit rainy earlier today. The Raptors getting a late start as we're just entering the bottom of the first inning. And the starting pitcher, Ethan Cole, on the mound for the Dock Spiders. And he's always been the projected starter today. And that wasn't the case for the Raptors with Pinal, as this one is a little low for ball number one. Mason Onati leading off, left-handed batter, so a lefty-lefty matchup. He's got Cam Douglas behind him. 1-0 count. He sends it over to second base. Slow roller, but 4-3 gets him out for the first batter retired in the first inning. So two pitches for the first out as Ethan Cole tries to stay hot after his one-run gem a few games ago for the Dock Spiders. And, well, the pitching has been pretty strong for them throughout the season. Well, a couple of them at least. As a staff, though, they have struggled a little bit worse than the Raptors. That pitch on the outside for strike number one, an 0-1 count to Cam Douglas for his first plate appearance as a Raptor. Right-handed batter. This is on the outside edge for strike number two, 0-2 count. And this past season, I mean, he was astounding for Alabama State. And hoping to keep that rolling here, and watches a pitch miss outside to make it a 1-2 count. Douglas, he comes to the Raptors after an incredible season where he batted .338. That pitch a little low for ball number two. 2-2 the count. Douglas in left field, and we saw him a little bit. Tried to track down a ball out there, and he holds back on a pitch that's outside. Shows for it, but the count runs full. It's a 3-2 count. Cole only issued 3 walks in 5 1/3 innings. His first time up. 3-2 count. It's a swing and a miss, and was way ahead on that. An off speed from Ethan Cole, and gets Douglas to go down on strikes. Not a plate appearance to remember there, although he did work 6 pitches, so not a bad one either. As it brings up Ashton Zachary, a left-handed batter for the lefty-lefty matchup. Zacher batting third in the order. He is behind the plate to start things off today, and first pitch is a little outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Zacher, and he went absolutely crazy yesterday's game. This one called for strike number one, a 1-1 count. Zacher reached all 5 times he was up at the plate going 3-for-3 with two RBIs. And he's been strong at the start of the season as he watches that pitch called for strike number two, 1-2 count. He gets on base. That's what he does. And he just excels at it. 1-2 count. This one is fouled off by Zacher to keep it at 1-2. And he's hoping to get on base again here. But a 1-2 count doesn't work well in his favor. Nobody on, but two men out. Bottom of the first inning. Rafters down 2-0. Bull trying to keep it that way for the Dock Spiders. A check swing. Did he go? No, he didn't. Misses outside. And Zacher nearly went around there and just able to hold up. So Zacher gets to do it again with the 2-2 count. This time he swings through a pitch above the zone and he goes down on strike. So a pair of strikeouts for Ethan Cole, and that goes 1-2-3 in the first inning. So the Rafters find themselves down 2-0 here at Witter Field when we come back with the second inning on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball. Baseball here.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
So a quick first inning here from Wisconsin Rapids as the Rafters find themselves down 2-0. Matthew Pinal back to work on the mound as he is trying to keep his start going strong. And Pinal, his first appearance as a Rafter, he arrived for the first time. I believe he came in last night. I didn't get a chance to talk to him yet. Of course, the tarp on the field certainly mixed up the schedule for today. That pitch missing outside to the leadoff man in the lineup, William Horner. 1-0 count. Also misses to bring it to 2-0. Horner, the left fielder for Fond du Lac, swings and misses at this pitch, and Pinal trying to work back into the count. On deck, Jonathan Fitz. Two-one count. This one's a pop-up towards left field. Foul territory on the run. Douglas, and he'll catch it at the knees for out number one. A nice racing grab over there in left field from the new Rafter, and he records the first down in the second inning. So Matthew Pinal, a few pitches, but gets through here. And well, one of the things that I've liked from Pinal so far is that he's attacking the zone. I mean, he's getting these batters to swing at pitches, and that's been a big focus from the Rafters thus far into the season. They started off really struggling with walks, but more recently it seems like they've brought that number down a little bit, although still a little bit higher than they would have hoped for, but not nearly as struggling as they once were. 0-1 count as that one's called strike one. This time, though, misses away to Jonathan Fitz. Fitz, a right-handed batter. He's got a 1-1 count here. Jalen Jellings will follow Fitz. And he's due up. This one sent into right field. That gets down for a hit. So the man from the University of San Diego picks up a one-out single for the Dock Spiders. And, well, they keep raising that batting average, and they are hoping to come out of the cellar for the first time this season. They've really struggled with those hits, like I mentioned at the start, but they've also struggled with getting on base. Their OPS on the season, 533, one of the lowest in the Northwoods League. The runner on first, Jonathan Fitz. A bunt down the third base line, and you know with these wet conditions, it's going to be a tough play. Third to first, and they're going to say he's safe. Oh, man, not by much over there. I thought that was going to be a beautiful play from J.J. Garcia, but instead they call him safe at first, so it's an infield single from Jalen Jellings, and it moves Jonathan Fitz over to second base, and that is a... That is not a easy decision for the umpire. That's about as close of a call as you can get. So a runner on first and second with one out here in the second inning. Tommy Guggins is up at the plate now. It's his second plate appearance already as that pitch misses low and away for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Guggins, he's 1-for-1. He singled in his first time up. Back in that first inning, he was the leadoff batter. 1-0 count. Swings and misses here to bring it to 1-1. On deck, Patrick Graham, the third baseman, who grounded out his first time up. But we'll see if we get to him. Rafters are lined up for a potential ground ball double play to end the inning, with runners on first and second. Of course, got to make it happen, and with these soggy conditions, might make it a little tough as that pitch misses inside for ball number two. 2-1 to Guggins. And Pinal has now allowed four hits in the game, but the two runs right now, if you're able to go through two innings with two runs, you're still not feeling too bad about it. 2-1 count, misses outside for ball number three, but you got to keep these runners where they're at. Maybe one base is all you can offer. And all hoping to take his time here. And now he's set. He brings that front foot forward. This one sent into right field. Right there, though, is the catch. And no tag over at second base. And nearly catching the guy off the bag. And a good throw from right field from Chris Diaz. But that's just out number two. So brings up Patrick Graham with two away in the top of the second inning. Matthew Pinal looking for a shutdown frame. And Pinal, he comes from Hope International, where this past season pitched 30 innings with a 4.5 ERA. Runners on first and second with two away for the right-handed batter, Patrick Graham, misses low and outside for ball number one. Rafters down 2-0 in the top of the second. Both of those runs came through in the first inning thanks to a RBI double from Matt Hansen. And also an error as this one is ripped down the third baseline, but foul. So the count moves back even at 1-1. The Rafters hoping to win two straight games for the first time this season. That's what's on the line here. 1-1 count. Two away, first and second still. Pinal taking his time, now sends it home and misses just a bit inside for ball number two. Graham, 0-for-1 in the game. He ended up grounding out. 1-4-3 officially back in the first inning as it was off the glove of Matthew Pinal and trailed on over to second base. Hoping for another ground ball here. 2-1 count. This is in there, called strike number two. Pinal just attacking the zone, and it's one of the things that he loves to do. He issued 11 walks in 30 innings this past season, 16 walks in 53 innings a couple of seasons ago for Hope, back in his sophomore year when he played in 2023. The right-hander deals, gets a check swing, but does not go the full way. So Patrick Graham stays in the batter's box with a 3-2 count. Pinal, he didn't always pitch for Hope. Started off his career pitching JUCO with Long Beach Community College. His first season there, a 2.81 ERA. Here's another check swing, and they call it a strike. That one on the upper part of the strike zone, and Patrick Graham goes in the books backwards, caught him looking as he tried to hold back on the swing, and well, that's three outs and a shutout frame for Matthew Pinal. No runs on two hits. There were no errors there, but two left on base, and it's 2-0 Dock Spiders as we hit the bottom half of the second here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Rafters still got some work to do as they find themselves down on the scoreboard at the moment. It's 2-0 in the bottom of the second. They've got a little bit of work, I say, because it's not too much. But it might not always stay that way. Ethan Cole on the mound, he's been dominant in his first outing, and well, that first inning as well. It was 1-2-3 as here's a grounder down the third base line and stays foul, but comes back on the lip of the grass and hits third base umpire Nick Meyer. So an 0-1 count as Jack Guerrero leads off. Guerrero, the first baseman today, left-handed batter, breaking ball that just misses the inside edge, and it's a 1-1 count. Man, Ethan Cole has looked in control, and that's what he's done in the Northwoods League. From Augustana, South Dakota, this one is hit well into right field, but should be easily caught, and it is for out number one. I mean, Jack Guerrero felt like he got a good piece of that, but it was just 78 miles coming across the plate. Had to put a little bit more into it. Wind is blowing a little bit out towards left center field. Coming in from the infield, going towards the playground out there. Not too much of it, though. So Hiroto Kobayashi up at the plate takes the first pitch for strike number one, and he's been on a little bit of a struggle bus as of late. But he was able to work on base right at the end of yesterday's game and takes this pitch outside. It's a 1-1 count. Kobayashi designated hitting today. It's the first time that he hasn't started in the outfield. He's been a corner outfielder in every game this season up until today as this pitch misses outside for ball number two, a 2-1 count. Rafters trying to get some momentum, but Ethan Cole, man, this guy is tough to hit. fly ball into right field, but should reach the bullpen, and it does. So it's now a 2-2 count to Kobayashi, and he's looked like he's changed something, and I didn't have the chance to talk to him earlier today, but I was hoping to. As here's a 2-2 count that's fouled away by Kobayashi. He's always a quiet guy, but when you get to a conversation with him, he'll open up a little bit. Nice guy when you talk to him, and I always enjoy my conversations. As this one is fouled away down that right field line, and once again, it's a 2-2 count. On deck, Chris Diaz, who's still just getting on base like a machine. Multiple times, a couple of games, but a swing and a miss from Kobayashi sends him down on strikes, and Ethan Cole has gone 5 up, 5 down here in the second inning as brings up Chris Diaz to take on the lefty. So a lefty-lefty matchup once again, and hasn't worked out in the Rafters' favor so far. Matthew Pinal able to get out of the second inning scoreless for the Rafters, but the first inning didn't treat him too well, as here's a swing and a miss from Diaz to make it an 0-1 count. In that first inning, a couple of runs came across, one on an RBI double and the other on an E6. 0-1 count to Diaz. He takes it low for ball one. It's a 1-1 count. And here into the bottom of the second, there was a part earlier today where we weren't sure if we were even going to get this much of the game in. So glad to be able to call the game as this pitch is on the lower part of the strike zone to bring it to a 1-2 count. Cole is just working swiftly through here. 13 seconds on the pitch clock, and he fires, and he gets Diaz to swing and miss. That's the fourth strikeout of the game for Ethan Cole as he is continuing to deal 6 up, 6 down as we enter the third inning. Rafters, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. It's 2-0 into the third. You're on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Man, I'm feeling like this music right now. I'm having a good time. Yeah, let's get it going. Let's get it going. The Rafters find themselves down 2-0, but you know what? That's nothing that they can't come back from, but it does have to do with the guys on the mound keeping the lead where it's at. Matthew Pinal looked pretty good in the second inning. He's through two innings, still hasn't issued a walk yet, and that's one of the big differences that the Rafters have been focusing on and trying to make sure that that doesn't happen. And so far, so good from the right-hander in his first appearance for the Rafters. Matt Hansen leads off, left-handed batter, takes the first pitch outside for ball number one. Hansen ripped a double off of Pinal back in the first inning. Was an RBI as well, and he came around to score on it. This time he hits one right up and nearly snow-coned. Did Onati catch it out of the air? No, it dropped and hit the ground. Tried to throw it over to first. Nearly caught the liner out of the air. Instead, he knocked it down. And so it's a I believe that's going to be going in as a single. That would have been an incredible play if Onati was able to bring that in. He had to elevate himself to pick that one up. So a leadoff single for Matt Hansen, his second hit of the game, and it brings up Landon Mensick, the right fielder, with a man on first and nobody out. And all not really worried about the man on first, not looking back whatsoever. He sends it home, and this one's hit up the middle. Could be two, six, step on the base, over to three, in time for out number two. Doubled up, and that's a nice little play right there, and Landon Mensick grounds into two. So it brings up Miles Vandenhavel with two away and nobody on. Matthew Pinal working efficiently here into the third inning. Top of the third, Rafters down 2-0, and that pitch missing low and outside for ball number one. It's almost time for a score update on scores around the Northwoods League, but that'll come to you in the bottom half of the frame. Trying to become a little more consistent with that for you guys, so you can keep updated on all the big games. 1-0 count is fouled back and brings it to a 1-1 count. The Rafters entering today were fifth place in the standings. They had struggled a little bit at the start of the year, but they've been finding their footing. After dropping the first two games, they're 3-3 since then, and a half swing here gets Miles Vandenhavel to go around and make it a 1-2 count. Vandenhavel, the center fielder, he's 0-for-1 on the game. He flew out to second base on a lofting fly ball out towards shallow right field. 1-2 count. Swings and misses here, though. No fly ball. Instead, it's the third K of the game for Matthew Pinal, and he goes three up, three down in the third, thanks to a double play of Landon Mensick. Rafters still down 2-0 on the scoreboard, but hoping to finish up this comeback and start to come back into the game in the bottom half of the frame when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years.
The new flavor is peanut.
I could just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, a couple of pitchers are getting loose over there in the Rafters bullpen, and I think it's more to do with having a couple of pitching coaches over there. You've got the lead pitching coach, Mike Spears, who came in today. First game with the Rafters this season. Of course, he's been with the team for, well, since he got back into coaching and had a fun time here last season. Wasn't sure if he was going to return or not, but decided to come back once Ziggy got hired. He said, you know what, let's do it. Trying to run it back and have a good season this year, and his first day today, so working with some of the pitchers for the first time, is a first pitch here to Noah Ruiz, is on the lower part of the strike zone to bring it to an 0-1 count. Ruiz, the second baseman for the Rafters today, he takes that pitch outside to bring it to 1-1. Right-handed batter, and entered today with a .423 batting average and an OPS over 1,100. two home runs on the season as well, but he gets on top of this one. It's over to third, and it's eaten up by the third baseman. He can't field it cleanly with that soggy infield, and everything is just dying here as Noah Ruiz makes it on over to first base with an infield single. That's the first base runner of the game for the Rafters, and Ruiz ends both the perfect game and the no-hitter. Not that it really was much of one, but I always, well, if you've tuned in, I've certainly said that a couple times, even though it gets early. We haven't really seen too much of a no-hitter or perfect game attempt past the third inning, I don't believe, this season. First pitch here, Royce Clayton Jr. is taken for strike number one. Clayton in center field today. And hoping to have a big night. He's had a couple of them for the Rafters. A 1 count is taken outside for ball number one to bring it to a 1-1 count. And yesterday, Clayton batted second, went 1-for-6 in the game with 3 strikeouts. So a chance to kind of turn it around here. 1-1 count with the runner on first base, but swings and misses at that pitch. High above the zone, and that high cheese has been getting a couple of these Rafters batters early on in the game. Bottom of the third inning. Rafters down 2-0 here at home. Runner on first base. 1-2 is a swing and a miss from Clayton. And that's out number one of the third. That's the 5th strikeout of the game for Ethan Cole. He just keeps mowing down these Rafters batters. The Rafters in the Great Lakes West, they sitting a little bit behind.